On this episode of Emulate This, we're going to talk professional wrestling. The history of it. We're going to start early on the NES and then move on to the 16-bit and the 64 and so on. All right, let's start the show.
I hope Pontiac, Michigan recovers, man. I'm glad I snuck in early last night, brother. I didn't realize.
I have breaking news.
The interstate, the Pontiac Silverdome was in danger. Not the 90,000 plus on the inside.
I actually went to buy a vacuum.
It's the 90,000 plus on the outside of the Silverdome.
Vacuums are weird now.
Those are the ones I'm worried about.
They do not make sense.
Because when I get my hands on that big, nasty giant.
Hold on, fuckers. Let's do this.
When he faces the truth. When he feels the wrath of Hulk.
Why can't they just make a vacuum look like a vacuum?
The day the whole earth is gonna shake.
All you want to do is suck shit up off your carpet and you're turned on.
It's ridiculous.
What are those 90,000 plus Hulkamaniacs on the outside gonna think?
Silly. I want a simple vacuum.
I'm not worried about the people with the closed circuit.
Why are they all transparent? They look like jet engines.
I'm not worried about the people all around the world.
Oh my God, look at that vacuum.
They'll see it.
This is ridiculous.
But the intensity of Hulkamania, the way it's turned this whole state upside down.
All the vacuums now are transparent.
The way the whole world's turned upside down.
I just want a vacuum.
What are they gonna think when the giant hits the ground?
I didn't buy one. I was like, fuck this.
He feels the wrath of Hulkamania and the whole world shakes at my feet.
No, not at all.
Pennsylvania.
What?
What's up, guys? We have a full house today. Five of us in the room. Mike, what's going on?
Not much. What's going on?
Not much. Rory, how you doing?
Damn good.
Rory's on a new mic, by the way.
Did you notice?
Oh, I love it.
I got new equipment.
Sexy.
Very professional, you. Eric, what's up?
Oh, man. Feeling good. Feeling good.
I know. And I am Ryan. And we have a special guest on the show, our buddy James. What's up, man?
I hate video games and I never play them.
You're an imposter. You lied to us. We gave you scotch, Miller Lite, and you lied.
All these blidio blames. I don't know what you're talking about.
Damn kids and your Nintendos, your MTVs.
Yeah, yeah. So what's up, guys? Afternoon show. I like the afternoon show.
I do too. I feel lively.
Yeah, yeah. Nice Sunday sprightly. Afternoon. I know. It's great. I was a little late gathering my shit today.
Mm. Okay? Why is that?
Well, I was watching a History Channel.
Uh-huh. Do tell.
All here right. We go. Now, this is one thing. It's almost one of those weird, wives tales that I didn't know was possible. All right, here we go. So anyway. It's a weird one. So this guy, right? He's a landscaper, right? So he's, landscaping or whatever. The next week, I think him and his wife were on vacation or something.
Wait, this is on the History Channel?
Yeah, it might have been National Geographic. One of them. So anyway, he starts getting chest pains, right? Now he's thinking, I'm having a heart attack.
This isn't funny.
So his wife goes, I think we should go to the doctors and see what's going on.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm thinking I'm having a heart attack. Goes to the doctor. Doctor's like, I don't know. You seem fine. Like, they checked him out. They're like, you probably had a heart attack. You're all right. You can go home.
No problem. Pulmonary embolism.
Walk it off. But it was
rub some dirt in it.
Yeah, but it was
have a couple stints and get the hell out.
Right, all right. But it was nothing they can work on. It was kind of like, yeah, you might be having a heart attack, but you might have had one. Mm. You're fine. Go home, get some rest.
I know where this is going.
Right.
And then he died.
No.
No?
So anyway, chest pains come back. Mm-hmm. He's like, and the guy's thinking, he's like, you know what? I think I need like a second opinion. So he goes to another doctor, right? So he goes to the doctor and the doctor goes, all right, well, what we'll do, we'll get x-rays done. I don't know if the first doctor did x-rays. He might have done half-assed.
What a hack.
Yeah. So quack. This guy goes, all right, Trevor. We're going to do the x-rays. Right? So he does the x-rays. Doctor's looking at the x-rays in the back room. He's like, yeah, He goes, this is weird.
Yeah.
So he goes out.
Sounds like weird. A really good doctor.
No. He goes out and talks to the guy. He goes, look, this is going to sound weird, but I'm going to ask you questions, you know, get to know you. He goes, what do you do for a living? Guy's like, I'm a landscaper. Mm-hmm. Doctor goes, yeah.
You got a bee's nest in your lungs?
No. Oh. Guy goes, I think I know what happened. Mm-hmm. The doctor said this. He goes, I think I know what happened. It looks like you swallowed a seed. Like a seed.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You have this is real. You have a tree growing in you.
No.
So anyway.
No,
it was
a tree growing in his stomach.
National Geographic.
On his chest.
Okay. No. A conifer. A pine tree.
Were there squirrels nesting in it?
I'm not bullish. He was weed whacking. Inhaled. Maybe it was in his lung. It was something weird. It was legit. It was a pine tree.
He would have inhaled a pine cone then.
It grew in his body.
It grew where in his body? In his esophagus?
Somewhere. His lung or
so
esophagus.
He's got a pine tree growing in his esophagus.
Yeah.
Aren't pine cones the things that grow pine trees? So yeah. The dude, did he eat a pine
was it,
cone?
My dog eats pine cones all the time.
I think he was weed whacking and he inhaled it or swallowed it.
No shit.
Was it like at the end of Creepshow?
This is real. Remember, you know, you've seen that show. Like it might have been Monsters Inside Me or something.
Yeah, when there's like bugs growing in your ears
and
shit.
Yeah,
did you ever see that thing that swims in your dick, dude?
That
weird worm.
It's from the Nile.
That's disgusting. There's weird shit, man.
And it's attracted to piss.
Yes.
Yeah, like if you piss, it'll swim up
right
there.
Yeah,
that's nasty. All right. Well, let's move on from pine trees and esophagus and lungs.
I did not see that coming, by the way.
I did not either.
I was wrong.
To the Odyssey. The journey. All right, we're going to start with you.
As always.
Welcome
back.
Yes, back to reality. The Switch just came out, right? Breath of the Wild. It's getting insane reviews. People are saying not only is it the best Zelda game ever, but it may be one of the best games ever.
Well, don't they say that every time a new Zelda comes out?
Not necessarily. Not
CDI.
Oh,
no, God, yeah. Well, they didn't say that about Majora's Mask, I don't think.
Blow.
In any event, it inspired me. I want the game. I want Breath of the Wild, babe. I'm not about to buy a Switch just for that.
No, fuck that.
No, they're having problems with the Switch. Not like crazy problems.
What do you mean?
Like a lot of design.
What kind of problems?
Like when people are docking the thing into the mount, it's scratching. Yeah, it's scratching the face of it, and people have a hard time getting the Joy-Cons out, in and out of the sliding them in and out of the sides. And it's a lot of like software issues with it. Which just won't play some
of
the games.
It's also bare bones. It looks like there's like almost nothing. Like
it looks like a lot of the online interactivity isn't even up and running yet or anything like that.
I know they have plans to join like the PSN and Xbox Live.
They've been trying that forever.
Like Switch? Type of subscription style service because Nintendo never charged and now they're for this system they will.
Wait, so they're going to do like an Xbox Live their own or they're going to join?
No, they're going to do their own.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
You'll have to play for multiplayer, which is new, but it won't be up for like 6 months or so because they are just incompetent chimps.
You love Nintendo.
I hate Nintendo.
You hate Nintendo.
You really do, man.
You get a lot
so
of
anyway, I want to play this fucking Zelda game really bad. You could get it for Wii U, but I don't even know if I'm only going to buy one game for it. I don't want to invest even in a Wii U yet. I don't know. You probably get one of them pretty cheap right now, but. Anyway, inspired me to go back to play Link to the Past. I haven't played that in a while on SNES, and I pretty much remembered, you know, where everything was. But I beat it in like 4 nights. I powered it.
Oh, really?
Hard.
4 nights.
Yeah, there were some things I forgot. Oh. So I will not lie. I did Google certain things. Mm. I forgot where certain.
When was
things
the last
were.
Time you played that?
Oh God, it had to be 10 years ago, maybe.
Right.
Yeah. It was a while ago, but I remember a lot of things. But
how many hours did you put in 4 nights?
I want to say about 20.
All right, 20.
I played it hard. I played it for like 5 hours a night.
All right, wow.
Yeah,
it's a good game.
I had a lot of free time.
Yeah.
That's the first Zelda I liked.
Yeah,
that was a really good one.
Yeah,
is that that's the one where you got to run at trees?
Yes.
That was Pegasus. Awesome.
The entrances aren't as obscure.
Okay.
As some Zelda games where it was like, what the fuck do I do now? You know what I mean? There were a couple things I forgot. Like, I forgot the hobo under the bridge that had the other bottle. Like, a couple things I forgot. Like, where the fuck's that fourth bottle?
But it was also like the translations were clear in the Super Nintendo.
It wasn't really English.
Where, like, the Southeast Peninsula is the key.
Yeah, it wasn't as cryptic.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Or I am error.
I am error. It was all kinds of
things. It's like they finally got like, oh, we should probably fix this. If you
don't go alone.
And then
you went alone anyway. You know what I mean?
I have no choice.
Take a couple rocks with you.
But anyway, so yeah, I was inspired to play Link to the Past this week, so I crushed that real quick. That was fun, though.
All right, cool.
Love that game. One of my favorite Zelda games.
Well, who wants to go next? Raise your hand. Any takers?
I guess I'll go next, Mike, because I kind of did the same thing Eric did, except instead of Link of the Past, I started playing the original Zelda. I thought I'd give it a shot.
That makes me so happy. Yeah. Tell me you like it better now than you did before.
I'm still playing it, and I'm frustrated.
Oh, okay. I can understand.
And I'm trying to do it without any kind of guide or online help, and I don't care.
That's good. Hardcore.
I'll wait and, you know, play other things while I play this.
It's like a lot of wandering.
It's a lot of wandering. I was saying earlier, it's like playing golf, where when you play golf, you hit your tee shot and it goes off to the side, and then you're walking, you get the next ball, and then you hit it, and it only goes 5 feet, and then you're pissed off, and you don't want to play fucking golf anymore, and then you keep doing it, and then you do the one shot where it goes 150 yards onto the green, and you're like, all right, I'll play some more golf.
Satisfaction.
And yeah. Zelda is like that. You go into the dungeon without any help. You burned every fucking bush in Hyrule, and you finally got into a dungeon, and you get the Triforce, and you're like, all right, I'll keep playing. But so, yeah, I've been trying that one. We'll see what happens. We'll see how long it takes. Right, and I want to try. Right. I'm really going to try my hardest not to
don't
do it with a guy.
At least finish it with a guy.
I won't.
If you don't like it, please.
Yeah, and
we may review one of these games in the near future.
We definitely should.
Right.
But that's like, you know, since I'm finished with the Atari Odyssey, I'm going to start with the NES journey now. So tons of NES stuff, which is good because that's better.
Yeah.
Okay.
For all of us.
Yeah.
Okay, Ryan. Okay. Moving on. Okay. All right.
Moving on.
All right. Seat in the stomach.
Let's go to James. We're going to leave Rory last. Let's go to James.
Fuck you, Rory.
We're going counterclockwise.
Yeah. Fuck. Wait, Rory.
I'm the headliner.
I can't. Never mind.
Rory has no friends.
That's what I'm looking for.
Yes, anyway, James, what do you got, bud?
What are you playing? I'm an asshole.
I don't have any friends.
I think the... I started playing it right around Christmas because I was listening to the show too much. I decided to start emulating games.
Okay.
That's impossible.
And then for some reason.
We're very inspirational.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
You couldn't have done it without
these damn games. Yeah.
Right.
I started playing Super Punch Out.
Oh, okay.
Which I haven't played. That was one of my favorite games for Super Nintendo.
Sure. Great
game.
Bear Hugger.
Bear Hugger. Yeah, I forgot how awesome that game is, but I also forgot how annoying it gets towards the end when. I'm playing it, and I used to be able to blow through guys in like 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I'm just killing them. And I felt like I was like a 10-year-old again. I'm like, oh, dude, Bob Charlie beat me. Like,
you gotta learn this all over again.
Yeah, and it's great, and I forgot how cool that game was, but I also, like I said, I forgot how annoying it is. And I remember when I was younger playing it, and like all the aggression came back. I'm like, I hate you and you're stupid. Yeah, why are you doing that? Yeah. You're not allowed. This is. Yeah. Boxing. Why are you spitting acid in my face? What are you doing?
It is insane that an old game from like the 90s or the 80s can make you that angry. Yeah,
and everything came back. Incredible. Also, at the same time, I'm thinking, did I get did I get more dumb?
No, this is
because
why
I can't get past like Mr. Sandman.
Well, this
like,
is the whole dilemma going about going back to retro games. It's like I used to be good at this. What the fuck happened?
No, you got slower.
You're out of practice. No, you're out of practice.
Out of practice.
You're just starting over again.
You learned why you broke controllers back then.
Yeah,
but you know why I broke controllers. You know why I think it makes it even more frustrating is that you know what you need to do to beat, like, you know, to beat the bull charge, you gotta hit him at the right, you just know where to do that. And when you don't do it, you do get more angry. You're like, what the fuck is wrong with me?
I'm hitting the button.
Yeah.
But he's right in front of me. I hit him. He should go down. But that was the thing with because I played the original Punch Out as well. And I remember the original Punch Out more because it was a lot of sound cues.
Yes.
Because I remember I would always play games with music. And so like what's the guy with the diamond
Great Tiger?
Great Tiger. I remember how to beat him was I could have music playing, not even, and I remembered everything.
The shuffle.
You watch it blink and he goes out, punch him.
Yeah.
But in Super Punch Out, they're doing crazy shit.
Yeah.
They're like they shift to one side and they do like a stutter step and then
it's interesting you brought up like sound cues. There is a video on YouTube, you guys might have seen it, of a guy playing Punch Out. He doesn't beat it. He gets up to Tyson, loses to Tyson. He plays it blindfolded.
What?
He's playing it by ear.
No way.
And he's basically just listening for the sounds and he gets all the way up to He beats fucking Macho Man. And that's hard.
Wait, blindfolded.
He plays blindfolded. Yeah. And it's it's a 40-minute video.
So he just listens for the sound cues and knows when to punch and when to duck and dies.
Wow. He's a Terminator.
How far? We should do that. How far do you think you can get blindfolded?
I probably would lose to Von Kaiser, honestly. Maybe I could beat Piston Honda. I could get to Piston Honda. Blindfold.
We might have to do a physical challenge.
Let's try it after
physical
the challenge.
We might.
You're a synth.
So one thing about Super Punch Out, the sound effects in that game are totally.
Oh, they're great.
Super Nintendo.
It's
that real canned sound.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
NES or Super Nintendo?
Super Punch Out has that prototypical Super NES sound. Canned noise.
And when they announced it, the fighters.
Yeah.
It's real quick, Bob Charlie.
Yeah. Right.
Macho Man. Bear Hugger.
Mad Cloud.
Gabby J.
Yay.
Yeah, Gabby J.
Porn star.
Yeah, so I've been playing that and I still can't. I'll pick it up after. I'll get done work. I'm like, all right, I gotta get back to where I used to be with this game. And I'll play it, but I still can't get past Mr. Sandman. And I do gotta say, it's because it's emulated. I kind of wish I still had my Super Nintendo because I think I'd wreck it if I had the actual cartridge. Just because the controller, I think memories and muscle memory would come back with the actual Super Nintendo.
Right.
What controller are you using?
What's the Logitech?
F310.
Which I love, but.
It's solid.
Yeah, which is great, but not. I want the Super Nintendo controller.
Right.
Mike brought up a good point, in a previous episode. It's the D-pad. The D-pad is different and it's longer and you actually have to move your finger further and it responds differently to a different pressure.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's fucking us up because we have all this shit memorized, especially with a game like Punch Out where it's memorized left, right, you know, left, right, back, left, right, back, punch. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And with this, it's a longer pull, right?
Sure. And it's also in such a rhythm. Like you're literally playing drums when you play Punch Out. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Right.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I didn't think about that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good call.
Cool. All right. Moving on. Rory, what's up?
So, to celebrate this episode, I have been playing a non-traditional... Well,
I don't have any friends, so...
it's funny that I said that to myself, because I have this problem. So, to celebrate wrestling, I did a non-traditional wrestling game for the Neo Geo. I played King of the Monsters 2, which obviously is the sequel to the original King of the Monsters.
Mm-hmm.
King of the Monsters 2 is basically a Godzilla movie-like. So, you know, you can pick one of three giant monsters.
Kaijus,
or, one giant monster, and you fight other giant monsters in a wrestling match. And there are power-ups.
No, you're good.
Yeah, there are power-ups, and they basically, it's a two-player simultaneous game, and, you wrestle, which is kind of shit.
Right,
and it's kind of lame, and you really only do damage by knocking people on the ground and then punching them on the ground. So,
that's realistic.
Sure, but
it's the rules of life.
It has these neat moves where you hold one of the three attack buttons and you charge it up and then you throw that attack at them so you don't have to knock them down. Your attack will knock them down and then you can whip on their ass when they're on the ground.
Right.
Except you can't. It takes too long to charge up. So again, I have no friends. So I was playing alone. And
I don't have any friends.
I have no friends. That's right, sir. So maybe I can ask myself. You can't use your special moves because it takes too long to charge because within it takes 10 seconds to charge. Within 2 seconds, the bad guy decks you and then you're on the ground and then he's whipping your ass.
So it's useless.
So it's really useless. Yeah. You end up just punching a guy and then punching him on the ground. And it's just an exercise in frustration and boredom. You're just you can't play this on one player.
Yes.
Yeah, is this a fighting game?
It's a fighting wrestling
hybrid.
Are you
walking through the city? Is it top down? I think I played this game and I quit it pretty soon.
It's Neo Geo, right?
It's Neo Geo.
So
it was ported to Super Nintendo as well.
It would be in arcade cabinets mixed with three other games. Back in the day.
Yeah, it would be a four or six game cabinet. Yeah,
do you play this often? I feel like I've heard you talk about this before. What is this, King of the Fighters? Is that what you said?
No.
This is King of the Monsters. There's two of them.
Is there a King of the Fighters?
King of the Fighters is there's probably 14 or 15.
King of franchise went deep.
Very deep. I would like to do them, but I think most of the people at this table will be cool. Or they'll be they're okay. And that'd be the end of the episode. And then we're talking about fucking vacuums and trees growing in your lower intestines or wherever they are.
It all happens.
It's a true story, goddammit. Ryan's sticking to it.
So my point is, King of the Monsters 2 looks great. I'm not gonna dignify that. Looks great, and it plays like shit with one person because it's not fun. Right. You have to have someone distract.
It's designed for two people.
It really is designed for two people. Well, it's a quarter eater.
Yeah, so it's gonna be like a cater or like a pizza place.
So I really can't recommend it alone.
Okay. All right. All right, cool.
Well, that was really depressing.
It is depressing. I love Neo Geo. It sucks when I have to say it's a stinker.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. It's tough for you to say that.
It really is.
Really love Neo Geo. Well, I'll talk about what I've been playing. I've talked about this game before. I went back. I've been playing it. I'm addicted again. Fight Night Champion.
Mm.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I create characters. So I'll create a character. And the problem is, when you lose a couple of fights, you get so demoralized, you're like, I can't continue with this guy anymore. So you create like a new character.
You quit your real life.
Dude, I'm telling you, some of these fights are so intense.
Oh, yeah.
I sweat. Because, like I said, I think I might have talked about this on another show, where you're not just wailing away and punching. You know what I mean?
Right.
You have to pace yourself through the fight. So you might have to feel the...
It hurts your thumbs,
yeah,
man.
You feel it out, and then you might have to play some defense.
Yeah.
I was fighting this one dude, okay? I was kicking ass. I was winning like every round. Right around round seven, it was a 10 round fight. Right around round seven, he figured out my jab.
Oh,
took away
no.
the jab. Dude, once
the
it took
AI
away the jab,
you out.
It was almost like asshole. It was almost like they just stripped
he
me.
He had
naked.
Your number.
No like,
shit.
Honestly,
I hate when that happens.
They took away my jab, and I'm like, all right, all ended. I've won most of the round. I'm going to win this fight. If we both stand, I win the fight.
Hmm.
So I have to go defensive. So I'm rope-a-doping. I'm on the ropes. I'm doing Ali shit, like leaning against the ropes. Yeah. I'm ducking and weaving, doing whatever I can. I'm just hanging in.
Keep an eye. Ryan in real life is probably drunk as shit. All right. Let's just get that
blame in the game. Yeah.
Dude, I am just hanging
loose
in.
When you play him, man.
And I'm just trying to hold on. This guy's like wailing away on me. He took away my jab. So now my jab's gone. So now I'm changing my game plan. Oh, the punch out.
He looked at me like he was about to punch.
He's having a flashback.
You got a problem? Let's take it to fight night.
Sissy. Yeah.
So you're in the living room.
Juan Carlos is kicking his ass. He's having a flashback.
I hung on, man.
I'm going to crush your skull.
And then all of a sudden,
Sissy,
I look down at my feet. Well, not really, because I'm playing a game, but like I
thought you meant real.
No,
really.
I did something stupid. Well, I just took my mind off my game plan.
Right.
And this dude just hit me in the fucking stomach, and then gave me a left hook, knocked me the hell out, dude. It was demoralizing.
Damn.
Like, I was so pissed off.
That shit, like, fucks up your night, dude.
It ruined my night. I feel like I watched the fight.
Yeah.
And it ruined my night. But Fight Night Champion. If you haven't played it, check it out.
That's what's cool about those, like, when the boxing games for the next gens.
Mm-hmm.
When you're thinking it's going to be like Greatest Heavyweights or like Buster Douglas Boxing, where like,
it's a simulator.
I'm just
going
to be all power and just punch the shit out of this person.
You punch yourself out.
Yeah, then the newer ones like, oh, no, fuck that. You're fucked.
Yeah, you have
you have to plan.
You literally have to wait for openings. You have to go, all right, this is what this guy's doing. This guy's going to go to my body. So every time he goes to the body, I'm going to try to sneak a jab into his head. Mm-hmm. And you have to like game plan. And you have to work yourself through the fight.
Yeah, you couldn't just pad ridiculous. Freak and just keep punching your head.
No.
We wrecked a couple controllers.
Have like.
Yeah.
And we wrecked a couple controllers because of the swinging the analog stick.
Yeah.
And when we were done playing that game, there's like dust all over the controllers.
Dude,
where did this come from? We're wearing down the analog stick.
Because it's
so intense and you're pushing it so hard. Really,
it's like Conan pushing that thing around in circles. It just digs into the.
Yeah.
You can use the X, Y, and A and B.
Oh, really? We never did that.
But I don't like doing that. I like using the stick because it's more flowing.
It's a great design.
Yeah. It's great.
Great idea.
So we're out of the Odyssey. That's what we've all been playing. And we're going to get into the crux, the apex of this episode.
We have a special edition this week.
This is a special edition.
So what is it?
All right, well, it's wrestling. What game is this, Mike?
Well, this is Game Boy.
Okay. Wait, that threw me off.
And I think we should... There we go.
Is that Ultimate Warrior? Good call, James.
He runs out and he shakes the fucking ropes.
Right.
In the
power
game.
Slams a guy and then walks out. It was great.
So this episode is all about wrestling. What we're going to do, we're going to talk about the whole history of the video game wrestling genre. And we all grew up with this. I think the heyday for this kind of stuff, well, wrestling in general might have been late 80s to the
I think that's
mid-90s.
Being specific. When you're a kid, it's different. When it's like, obviously,
we'll get into
kids
that,
nowadays.
Yeah. We're going to get into that.
Don't know those people.
But
yeah, we'll get into that.
The games the game, well, that's when the games kind of took off around the mid-90s, I would say.
That's
but there was earlier
games. The power to do it.
And they were horrible.
Oh, they were really bad.
I guess we'll talk about it a little bit.
Well, we're going to go right into that. We're going to talk about the early games first, and we're going to kind of move on.
I thought... Okay, go ahead. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Right. No, that's cool. That's cool. Go ahead, Mike. What did you want to say?
I was going to say, I have... one of the earlier ones, WrestleMania Challenge, and I have a Game Boy game.
Okay.
WrestleMania something. I think it's like kind of the same thing, only on Game Boy. So instead of like, I think WrestleMania Challenge, I think there's 8 fighters you fight, and on Game Boy there's 4. You can't see
wrestlers, not fighters.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't see shit on the Game Boy. You have no fucking clue what you're even doing. Like, there's such, I don't know what you even call
it. Green.
It's like a Tiger Electronic.
But there's like, it's almost like they're like shitting pixels as they like move across the screen.
We should have called our show that.
That should have been our show.
I'm going to have a spinoff show called Shitting Pixels. Thanks, Mike.
I don't know what you would call it, but they're almost unplayable, both of those games.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're, I don't know what any, the other experience anyone at this table's had with NES.
Well, we're gonna
if I'm missing.
We're going to start
something.
Early.
Oh, you're going to start earlier.
Well, we're going to start. James has a little bit of history on the game.
No, that ties into it. Cause
I'm sorry.
James, you can take it away.
No, you're
fucked up.
We're going to do the ECW chant.
You fucked up.
All right, James. Yeah, bring us up to speed.
Yeah, no, it's true. The earlier ones are dog shit. They're horrible, shitty, horrible Bad Street Brawler
fighting games.
NES games, you mean?
The NES. Because there was, they had a...
They had something before that?
Yeah, well, so I did some research, which was really sad.
Oh.
Because I'm sitting there looking up wrestling games.
Sad music, well, then
you're on a podcast, asshole. You can't get worse than that.
Yeah. Oh my god, I hate my life.
You fit right in with our table.
Oh yeah, my god. Pretty much. So yeah, I thought it started around. I assume there's going to be Atari ones. I didn't even look into that because I didn't even want to fucking know.
No,
yeah,
because the NES ones are so shitty. Mm-hmm. With a couple exceptions, there was in 1983. I found it was called Tag Team Wrestling, and I vaguely remember this. It was an arcade cabinet, but that didn't get ported to the NES till 86.
Okay,
so in 86 there was. You remember Muscle Men?
Yes,
remember those fucking toys?
The small ones. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
One of the first wrestling games was Muscle. And you played as
Muscle Man. Is that where that came from?
It came from the game, Muscle Man.
Isn't it Muscle as a acronym?
Yeah. It was Muscle.
Hmm.
And I had never played it. I didn't even bother playing it. I looked up YouTube clips of it. It's like blobs. They're just blobs of shit on top of shit. So after that, I was like, okay, I can't do this anymore.
I'd rather play
I'm just going to go into NES.
Oh, so that wasn't an NES game?
Oh no, it was ported.
It was ported. Did you look up the arcade?
The tag team from 83 was the arcade. That's the earliest.
Did you look at that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It looks better than Muscle.
Who was? Okay.
But it was an arcade game.
Right.
Who was making these games back then?
Data East did the tag team.
Okay. All right.
Now, when you get into the 8-bit stuff, right around 86, same time, pro wrestling came out.
Yeah,
pro wrestling. That was my game.
That's the tits, dude. That's the shit.
I thought I played a couple of the WWF licensed games for the NES, I thought they were dog shit. But I thought
horrible.
Pro wrestling. We had that when we were kids. That was the first wrestling game.
Yeah, dude,
and it was ridiculous. It had like
Starman.
Yeah, King Slender.
King Slender.
The Korean guy, King Korn Khan.
King Korn Khan.
King Korn Khan. Yeah. And that's where the meme "A winner is you" comes from.
When you beat one of the guys
in between the level, you stand there with your arms up like Rocky.
A winner is you.
On the bottom.
Oh yeah.
And they all had they all had special moves.
Yes.
Because they only had like 3 moves. It was like punch, kick. But you all had a special, like Amazon would like chew your face.
Yeah. There were only five enemies.
Yeah.
And they were,
yeah.
It was
Starman
hard.
Did
it
a
was
flip.
Hard.
Amazon would chew your face, but you could throw them outside of the ring.
Right. Right.
Oh.
Oh.
Well.
Continue
right
on,
before. Well, hold on. That's a good cue.
James felt a tingle there.
I'm finishing up pro wrestling because that game's great, but you could go out of the ring in pro wrestling.
You could. That was.
Yeah.
Big
the
deal.
First.
That well, was cool.
Well, you could go out in the ring, the game that I'm talking about previously. You yeah. were able to go out of the ring in that one, WrestleMania Challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could throw
yeah.
him out of the ring. But I took this note because I actually played pro wrestling again. I forgot.
Right.
There's this jackass cameraman.
Right.
That's on the screen.
Yes.
And he serves no purpose. He's just there.
Yeah.
He's just there. And I'm playing it like. Right. That's like, why, can awesome, you knock him out? I guess.
You like, can't do anything with him.
No, you can't do yeah. shit.
They
he's
thought
just
the screen
there.
Was boring,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, they just put him
yeah.
there.
Yeah. So they're like, let's put something else in
yeah,
here.
Yeah,
we
something
have the
go.
RAM. Yeah. Let's do it.
Oh, we're gonna, people are going to shit their pants. We had a fucking cameraman out here.
And that's pro wrestling is an NES title.
Right? Yeah. That was NES. Yes. Yeah.
All right. What was the... Now, which one was where you could not walk directly? You had to zigzag, kind of like Hubert.
That comes later.
Well, okay, that's later. No, we'll I think you're thinking of the game I'm talking about.
It's a three-quarter ISO.
It's
when
isometric.
When you hit up, you went diagonal.
Yeah,
yes.
That's
yeah.
isometric.
So if your guy was like it to was, the right of you, you had to like wham your way over.
It was bizarre. You know, it was like, yeah, like yeah. It was such a strange. And the other thing yeah. with that game too, real fast, the ring was huge, and the characters were tiny.
Yeah, small. Yeah, real tiny sprites.
Yeah. yeah.
Well,
horrible game.
So that was later.
So hard to set your moves up and actually do anything. You try and like counter the guy to punch
once
him.
Once I couldn't
and
walk straight,
like,
I was like,
you're fucking punching in air.
Most yeah. infuriating
and then,
fucking game.
And then they do this thing where, like when you want to body slam someone, you hit yeah. some button, right? And they make this, they put like both of their fists up like this, like shoulder length.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, I'm not near the guy. So what the fuck is this guy doing, dude?
Oh, it's grapple.
Oh, they're yeah. terrible. They're fucking terrible. Well, and in like, through the 80s for the 8-bit, you had WrestleMania and like WCW wrestling. And a few of those, they're so fucking terrible. They're pretty much just punch, kick.
They're advertisements for the WWF.
Yeah, but they were so bad. Like the one, yeah. I remember I owned it on NES. It was WrestleMania,
right.
Where I'm excited. Like, oh, fuck yeah. I get to play as fucking yeah. Hulkster and whoever. And you start, and it's this shit-ass screen where a quarter of the screen is the shitty 8-bit pictures of the wrestlers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how I'm using hand gestures right now. Yeah. No one can see that. On either side of the screen, it had the 8-bit pictures, and it had like a power bar and a ring bell.
Yes. Yeah.
And then as you're fighting.
It's very realistic.
As you're fighting, you can yeah. punch and kick. But as you're fighting, power-ups would bounce across the screen. So if you're a Bam Bam Bigelow, a little... fire sprite
right,
would
right,
bounce.
Right.
If you're a honky tonk man, like a little guitar would bounce across the screen. You gotta go grab it. Yeah. It was so bad.
It's funny.
It was so bad.
Because those games actually, well, the rosters of those games are actually pretty funny. They're actually pretty good for people that are our age in their 30s. Those were the prime wrestlers.
Sure.
Like, and they never appeared and they never appeared in other games.
Well,
like,
Andre the Giant, he only appeared in a few.
WrestleMania Challenge.
I keep bringing it up.
Have I mentioned WrestleMania Challenge?
Yeah. Well, a lot of those, wrestling back then was a lot different. Wrestling back then, these guys were like cartoon characters.
Sure.
They were like action figures that were in real life.
Yeah, they were like superheroes.
And it was supposed to be funny. It was supposed to be goofy. Like the whole thing, they had managers like Jimmy Hart, Paul Bearer. It was funny as I wish it went back to that.
Don't you think? But at the same time, it was so funny, but the games were such crap.
Don't you think
they wanted that from the games, but they couldn't do it.
The games were just like boring.
Oh, they're terrible.
Like, it was just with all that other stuff aside, like it was just like
you would just punch each other back and forth, and that we would just trade punches. It's like who's winning?
I mean, even
it's not really a wrestling game. It's more like it's a very poor
shitty
fighting game.
Yeah, it is. And it's like a bad beat 'em up.
And they have
it's
life,
it's
which
like
is something as we go through the top conversation and the platforms,
the history,
and the engines. Change, they get away from this. This one was basically all about life, and the first guy that run out of life loses.
Yeah. And you knock him out.
Or you can pin him. Oh, his meter's down, you better pin him.
And then
if you don't pin him, that fucking guy
some of them,
anyway.
Some of the Nintendo ones, like WrestleMania, and probably that dog shit, what was it? WrestleMania Challenge.
Have I mentioned
WrestleMania
Challenge?
By the way, I have a note about WrestleMania Challenge.
Oh, good.
It says, isometric view.
There it is.
Horrible game.
Horrible.
Two moves only, and one special. Period. Horseshit.
Yeah.
You can.
That explains.
You can climb.
Everybody has two fucking.
You
moves.
Can climb the, what are those things called?
Cage?
The cage.
Turnbuckle.
Not the
turnbuckle.
The turnbuckle. Yeah. Thank you. You can climb that and fly across the ring.
Yeah. But are you gonna hit somebody?
No.
You'll never hit him. You're just
flying in fucking midair.
Yeah.
Like, well, that was a thing where from the 8-bit ones were so shitty, they moved into the 16-bit and they got a little bit better.
The formula got greatly improved.
Yes.
I would argue they got a hell of a lot better.
Yeah.
Because the Super Nintendo ones, we skipped over this part. Awesome. They we skipped over it. They, for Nintendo, almost all of them were made by Acclaim. They were licensed by Acclaim.
They were up Acclaim for years. It wasn't until the late 90s when Acclaim, they cut their deal.
I thought it was LGN.
Well, see, that's what I'm going to say.
That was LGN. My understanding LJN.
That LJN is a subsidy of Acclaim. Because Nintendo, they don't do this anymore.
It was like the producers and developers.
Nintendo back in the day actually had, this is another reason why, you know, your beloved Nintendo is a piece of shit run by chimps.
You need to stop,
guys. No, I will not. Damn, man. Nintendo, I will not. I don't want their money.
Don't you agree back then they did things right?
They did.
Yes, they did. Even if you don't think they did.
I'm not going to argue that they didn't make great games historically, but
I'm going to tell you, brother, I'm going to hit you with a steel chair. Listen, brother. Shit on Nintendo. Ooh.
Okay. Let me tell you something. All right. They had some of the most ridiculous, like, anti-business policies
ever. My God.
And they've gone to court repeatedly to the FTC or by the FTC to break up their monopoly and bullshit. You don't realize it because you were a kid. Mm-hmm. But as you're an adult and you hear these stories, you're like, that's fucked up, man.
Yeah.
What they did is they actually limited the number of cartridges.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
I'm trying to talk about people kicking in the balls.
Your hate for Nintendo is deep.
My point of my story is LJN is a subsidy of Acclaim.
Right. Okay.
Because Nintendo actually said every developer can only have so many games per year. Mm. And the companies who could make more capacity said, you're artificially restricting how much money we can make.
Right. Because Nintendo wanted money for their games, too.
They only put out a certain amount of games. But there was also a big lawsuit because now we're getting into this shit. Long story short, around Nintendo, wasn't there a lawsuit where a developer hacked or reverse engineered the Nintendo to find the chip? Is that what it was?
Atari and Tengen.
Yeah, because that was going on, and they were making their own.
Well, that was a way to get around it. To like, again, to make a game, you have to buy 100% of everything from Nintendo. The chips, the carts, everything. And you have to buy from them. And the Tengen story is that reverse engineered the lockout chip, so they can make their own without any need to wait on Nintendo. So they made unlicensed stuff, went to court, lost.
Mm.
But by that point, the damage was done, and
they lost because they basically under fraudulent.
They stole
they found a patent. I think someone said they found a patent.
They got the patent and then they reverse engineered, but they got the patent under fraudulent terms. You can't get a rival company's patent.
Right. Exactly. That's the point of a patent.
All right. So
we could go into patent.
So wait. So what changed? What changed in this 16-bit?
The grapple meter, man.
Fucking Nintendo.
The grapple meter.
Let me tell you something, brother.
Other than obviously graphics.
The moveset and the complexity.
What changed in like the fighting system?
Well, the graphics were great. The move set, because you had more buttons.
Not only you had more buttons, you had more to do with it. Mm-hmm. They actually had just a richer system where you could now grapple. Okay, you could do moves within the grapple. You could throw people, and as you move, like I believe the third game in the Super Nintendo and the Genesis family, Royal Rumble. They invented the Royal Rumble, where you literally could ring out people and throw them out of the ring.
Which was awesome. However,
it made an arcade style that was more true to wrestling, although wrestling, yes, wrestling's fake.
Hey, breaking news!
Hey,
I got you.
Where's the breaking news?
Listen,
hey, wrestling's not fake. What you talking?
What you talking?
All right, so.
Wait, did you play a bunch on Genesis? Because you're kind of the Genesis guy. Are you familiar with the Genesis stuff?
Well, the Genesis Super Nintendo had the same games. They had Raw, Royal Rumble, WrestleMania.
So they basically had the same. Now, the only thing that's different was Nintendo they had licenses had better music. For different wrestlers.
No, it wasn't the wrestlers. It was the
release. No, they had different wrestlers.
Some of them did.
All right.
Some of them did. Argue with like James? IRS and Papa
argue
Shango.
With James? Yeah. The authoritative?
Wait, they had the same wrestlers?
I didn't research this at all. Go ahead.
Some of them had the same wrestlers.
Go ahead. Tell me.
Go ahead, James.
No, it wasn't.
Explain yourself. Their licenses weren't different. It was the release dates. So Royal Rumble would have like Hogan.
Yeah.
The one for Genesis had Hogan, Papa Shango. I think it had the model Rick Martel. Macho Man,
Undertaker,
Mr. Perfect. Anyway, but then months later, the Super Nintendo one came out.
Okay,
and because it was coming out later, they were developing it differently.
Okay.
They threw in Ric Flair.
Oh, that's why. All right.
But why did they take out Papa Shango? Why did they take out Urban R. Scheister?
It was just because the developers were developing one game for one system and it was coming out late for the other one.
I kind of feel
so
like
they had a change. Well, they had
maybe
a
they had to pay per wrestler.
They were
and
all
they were only willing to put out so much money.
They were all right. owned by WWF.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
See, I had
I don't know why. I don't know why.
Yeah, it was bizarre because I got pissed because I wanted to be Ric Flair and I couldn't be Ric Flair.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Woo!
I had Jensen.
Woo! Woo!
It did suck with some of them were missing.
Anyway, this. Okay. Hold on. The biggest thing about the 16-bit was the grapple gauge.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It finally had a gauge where you grapple with people and you got to wrestle and button mash. Back and forth.
It introduces actual wrestling mechanics in a wrestling game, which is
amazing.
Compared to the Nintendo dog shit.
Yeah.
Which you actually had to, you know, you the ability to actually toss people.
Yeah. But I tried to play Royal Rumble doing that the button mashing, the tug of war gauge. It tore my thumbs up. It was
dude, you know what I do?
I don't know how he played.
I use my fingers.
You need more
I use
iron.
My index.
Dude, it was
index finger, middle finger. You have to go like this.
Yeah. It was fucking brutal.
I can't do the thumb. You can't do the thumb.
It
I do
was
that.
I go the thumb every
I go like this.
Look at these thumbs. They're freaking they're like rods. Are you kidding me?
Is the
your fingers have been soaking a palm off.
So the jump from NES to SNES in terms of
huge.
Like they started they're actually playable games at this point.
Absolutely. I still play them.
Yeah.
I love Raw.
Yeah,
Raw is war, baby.
But they also had
Doink the Clown.
Doink the Clown.
And Tatanka.
Well, they had
Tatanka.
Yeah,
I love Tatanka.
They also had, right towards the end of that era when they came out with, well, they had, it was an arcade and they ported over Saturday Night Slam Masters.
Mm-hmm.
Where.
Also on Super Nintendo.
With Hagar. Hagar showed
up. The mayor of Metro City.
That's right.
And that's he got his start as a wrestler, apparently. He did a Jesse the Body move. He was a wrestler, and then became a mayor. Yeah.
Well, I believe... I don't know if Ventura was ever the mayor. I think he went right to
he governor. He was governor. Well, you know what I mean. Yeah.
One of the best things about the 16-bit systems is not that the... I mean, the games were fun, but wrestling at that time,
mm-hmm.
I think, was at a peak. Like watching like Royal Rumble was like watching the Super...
Well, you could finally play the Royal Rumble and do that
exactly.
shit. Exactly. It was refined.
The guys looked like the real life guys, somewhat.
Yeah.
They had the same outfits and stuff like that.
Yeah, and it was fun because it's completely absurd characters.
Exactly.
What you want from a video game is like, I want to beat the shit out of people. You can finally do it.
I want to be Ted DiBiase.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. We all want to be much. Ted DiBiase.
No, we all do. I do.
Well, at the end of the era,
our president is Ted DiBiase.
They started right before.
Everybody's got a
just
price.
Going back to that. Just going back to like mid-90s. I mentioned to James a couple weeks ago before, you know, when we were talking about doing the show about wrestling. One of my most memorable Royal Rumble scenes was when one of the Bushwhackers comes into the ring, comes doing his march into the ring, goes into the ring, goes walking across, gets thrown the hell out. Who was he thrown out by? I forget. He gets thrown out in like 4 seconds, three seconds.
Continues
and then he falls, goes over the turtle and just falls and marches
does
back
his,
out.
Does
it's
his
awesome.
Stupid
he,
march
and
back.
He goes right into the tunnel. It's
oh,
awesome.
Yeah, he's just...
Even the camera guy was laughing. The camera guy's on the ground cracking up. And apparently, I was talking to my neighbor last night. I was like,
He's a bushwhacker. Tommy's a bushwhacker.
I was talking to my neighbor last night and I was like, yeah, we're going to do a show in WrestleMania. And he goes, dude, and I brought up the bushwhacker thing. He goes, that was actually the fastest...
it's throw out for them, yeah.
And it was taken over like this year or last year or like real recently.
Yeah.
Somebody got thrown out faster.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Was. I watched it because I'm a nerd.
I don't watch wrestling anymore, so.
Yeah.
What was the Bushwhackers thing? It wasn't Huss. That was the Berserker. They used to go.
The Berserkers?
Or they used to make a sound. Yeah.
They came out and they did the arm over arm. Yeah. Like,
they would lick people.
They would lick each other's heads.
Yeah, that was.
Wait,
so gross.
The Bushwhackers. Dude, they would lick audience members, man.
Yeah, they'd lick their heads.
Oh! That's so fucking gross. It defies description.
Yeah. Oh, there's worse than that. Would you want to have Yokozuna's ass on your face for his finisher?
Oh,
that's fucking disgusting.
That's bad news. Seriously.
Funny story. He actually almost shit on somebody.
What?
Yeah.
What
he almost shit on Bret Hart. Yeah, he had diarrhea.
Did you find this in your research, James?
Yes, I actually did. Because I actually did YouTube. Wrestlers who shat themselves. And Yokozuna he was shitting himself all day.
Oh,
and he went to do the big drop on Bret Hart and he rolled out of the way. And there's
you can
doo-doo on the ring.
Oh, my God. No, there's not.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. They do that in the NFL. You can't take a break if you're like a star.
Yeah, you just got to shit their pants.
They do.
No, they don't.
Absolutely, they do.
Run to the locker room.
Former NFL people say all the time, they shit their pants, they piss themselves, because they can't get a break.
Yeah, wrestlers are the same way.
If you're a lineman.
No, I guess you can't take a break.
And you're a stud. Like, that's it. You're there.
Yeah.
You get paid millions.
Yeah, you just can't take a shit.
If you got that kind of money, you shit your pants.
You go change your pants when the
a lot of times, though, when you sweat like that, you don't have to shit or piss.
Well, you don't have to. Yeah, you don't have to piss because you
get dehydrated. Yeah. Back in the old days, the I don't know how they kept it together when Mean Gene, like when he was interviewing, like
insane.
Concourse, you know, in the green screen.
Great actor.
How the hell did he keep it together?
Watching like
it
was, these idiots.
Because you know, screaming
you know, dead serious.
Yeah, you know they're all off camera.
You got Macho Man
having a beer and
screaming.
Yeah, yeah. There was the one where Macho Man screaming.
With the creamers. With the creamers?
Oh, the cream of the crap.
Oh, the cream of the crap.
Did you see the one with I Live My Life on the Edge of a Lightning Bolt?
No.
That's a good one. And Mean Gene's face completely straight. Like, how the hell
did he? Yeah, he's just like, yes.
The one where he threatens Mean Gene, he says, oh, well. Oh, Elizabeth, you look lovely. He goes, are you hitting on Elizabeth? And he keeps it clean. He's like, you wouldn't give that flower to my wife, would you? Like, oh my God, he's going to fight Mean Gene. And Mean Gene the whole time is like, well, no, Macho Man, I wouldn't do that. That guy needs
to remember the thing where they had, like, Elizabeth in the hospital? Or was it, or Randy Savage was in the hospital and they fought over, like, the hospital bed or something like that?
No, that's something different. We'll get into that in a minute.
Oh, we're getting there.
Wait, hold on. Let me finish up 16-bit.
That was a good segue.
16-bit, the last one I played was Midway made a game.
Mm. Oh, which, yeah.
It was, what the hell was it?
Oh,
it was
the arcade.
WrestleMania Arcade.
Yeah. Mm.
And it was awful. Midway, so it was kind of like NBA Jam with Mortal Kombat for wrestling.
Yeah, I thought that game sucked.
It was terrible.
It was bad.
So, like, if
it
you're Undertaker and you're punching people.
What game is this?
The WrestleMania Arcade.
Okay.
It was Midway, man.
It looks like Mortal Kombat.
It's real arcadey. Like, there's constantly shit popping up on the screen. Yeah, it's Mortal Kombat and NBA Jam.
Cartoony, yeah.
So, if you're, like, when you do the.
You know, like.
Yeah, so if you're Undertaker and you're, like, you punch somebody and you give him a finisher, he puts his fist down like bats fly out.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, Doink pulls out. Doink pulls out, like, a giant hammer.
Hand.
Giant hand.
Yeah.
It's electrocuted.
Yeah.
It's a terrible
game. But Saturday Night at Slam Master. So, yeah, I know that it's not WWF, but that was a game.
That was a good game. That was a very good game.
It's Capcom. Yeah.
CPS
yeah.
One. Yeah, you had
it. Yep. Hagar was in that.
It was Hagar, Uni, Titan, Scorcher. I think Biff and Gunner might have been in there.
Flapjack.
Okay. Yep.
This era is when I stopped actually watching wrestling as a kid.
Well, yeah.
Me too.
The reason why, and James, you'll probably get this reference right away, the WCW Bash at the Beach 1996.
I remember the day like it was yesterday.
Hulk Hogan turned heel.
Oh. He didn't just turn heel. And he came out as the head of the NWO.
I was like,
the Outsiders.
Fuck this. I'm out. I'm never watching wrestle again. Are you kidding me, Hulk Hogan?
Wait, is that when he got to be you were a Hulkamaniac?
I was a Hulk. I was a little Hulkamaniac. And he ruined and he crushed
me. That's when he got rid of,
you know what,
I bet you can't rip that shirt off right now.
I'm done here. I never watched wrestling.
Yeah, but that's when he got rid of the yellow, right? He got rid of the yellow.
Yeah, well, yeah, he went to NWO with the black and the shades.
I know.
I fucking hated him when he did
that. That was a big fucking deal, man.
That actually gained viewers. That actually turned it around. Really? The WWF was dying.
I think I was gone. I was out.
We were getting older. We were getting older.
A little before that.
Yeah,
we were like 12 or 13 when that happened.
13, yeah.
Well,
and I was starting to get out of a little, but then that sealed the deal.
Well, that's what happened was when the WWF started doing
97.
That was later.
It was goofy, and then they started doing Monday Night Raw, and what happened was for a while, it was every wrestler was like, their name was their job. So you'd have like Taxi Driver Jim,
right?
You know, like Garbage Man John. Yeah. Like they all had jobs. Like, oh, this guy's a dentist. Yeah, he's gonna come out with a dentist outfit. Yeah, he's gonna rip on your teeth. It was terrible. It was shit.
Yeah.
And then Hulk Hogan went to WCW.
Which and was not as popular.
What
I never
year
watched
was
WCW.
No,
it was not the NWO.
Well, he
split.
He went, but
98.
What was 98?
No, it was 96 is when he switched.
He went early.
That was 96?
Yeah.
He went to WCW earlier because he was filming. He was doing movies and shit. Like, he was doing, like, Mr. Nanny and, like, Thunder in Paradise.
Oh, Superman Commando.
Yeah, Thunder in Paradise.
Hey, you don't talk shit on Superman Commando.
Thunder in Paradise.
Actually, Undertaker's in Superman Commando.
Is he an alien?
He's one of the two aliens that come back. Or one of the two guys that come back to capture him. Yeah, I have no life.
Rory has no friends. You have no life. Right. That's a drop.
Well, when the Hulkster switched, that was huge.
Yeah,
because
it fucked me up. I was like,
that was a big gamble. But that shot them up in the ratings. That's
big
when
time.
The Monday Night Wars started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is funny because the Monday Night Wars kind of tie in with the games. because WCW was on top because they had the big guys we all grew up with, like Razor Ramon, Diesel,
Flair.
Right.
Boo! Woo! You know, like all those guys. And then when Hulkster went bad, that was a big deal. They had a, they were actually planning on making Sting do it. And then the last minute, Hulkster was like, all right, brother, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, that was big because that started the Monday Night Wars. Yeah. But a lot of people were pissed.
I was pissed, man. I was like, oh, fuck this thing.
I'm sorry,
this
sucks, man.
Because I stopped kind of watching it, and then that was really like the end of it. Yeah, but I liked the games afterwards. The N64 games were fun.
That's what we're getting.
Not to jump to that.
No,
I don't
that's
know
exactly what it was.
Not,
that, that
N64?
Yeah.
Did somebody say N64?
Is that the word of the day?
This era, the N64 era, is when they did have that split and WCW became more popular.
Yeah, in the ratings and in it got.
And I actually preferred at that point, because I was watching it, you know, every Monday. At that point, I was watching WCW first.
Yeah.
And on commercials, you'd switch back to WWF.
Because Nitro would air earlier and. Yeah, Nitro aired earlier.
So you were already committed to it.
But then Raw would start, but Raw was taped.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was a big deal. Monday Night Wars were pretty fucking intense. Pretty
like
intense, guys.
I left before that
intense.
Happened.
Well, I know, because you were a sissy. And you're like, oh, Hulk's bad now.
Nah, I don't play that game.
Hulk's bad now.
I know, Hero when I was like
I
six.
Left
when
a
I was
lot
like
of
six
people.
To ten.
A lot of people jumped ship, yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right, so the differences between the 16 and the 64.
The 64 was.
Is it another massive leap?
Yeah. It is another massive leap. But it's much for the better. But it's different. They got less out of the arcadey style of the Super Nintendo.
They got more into technical.
And they went into more into technical, multiplayer focused wrestling.
Okay.
But so kind of what the N64 did best. I mean, with GoldenEye and stuff like
with
that.
Multiplayer and
obviously local multiplayer.
It was ugly.
Right.
It was a hoot.
It was ugly though with the polygons.
Oh, when you look at it now, it's
you look at
terrible.
It's really
it doesn't,
ugly.
It doesn't age. Now,
however, the gameplay has aged.
What was the first game?
No, it's not. Well, right.
What was the first one for 64?
1990
WCW NWO
World Tour.
That was the first one.
World
it came
Tour.
Out on 64.
That was the first one, and then a year later, it was WCW versus NWO Revenge, and that's the one that had.
Okay.
That it got really good, and they were super fun, and that was the first time where you actually had like entrances, and you could the
you could set
change
rivalries.
The skins. Yeah, you could change the skins and the players.
Create people you know. Create friends.
You could create people. You could create like high school teachers.
Put your boss
in the head and stuff. Yeah.
Which is pretty much what everybody did. I imagine.
Oh, a lot of move sets too. All the moves.
Yeah.
And it was detailed to the point where.
A huge amount of detail.
It was detailed to the point where I think if you were like playing as DDP and you did a diamond cutter, you could do a diamond cutter off the ropes. You could do a diamond cutter off the top. Yeah.
You could set every move. You could set like if you want to have Irish whips. You can set what they do on the ground. The game actually had very functional because you had forward moves and you had, if you were behind the moves, if they were lying face down on the mat moves, if they were lying face up moves, and you could set all of them for anyone or make your own custom character.
It was crazy.
You could make your own theme songs. You could make your own visualizations.
Right. The customize your own intro, like your own entry.
Yeah. And there was quite a bit of customization. Like it wasn't like there was like 10 outfits. Like they were close to probably, you had to unlock them, but they were probably close to like, 700 different items.
The characters were so funny.
They were ridiculous.
It was cool because the 64 one, it was the first wrestling game where you're playing it and they run out. Like, holy shit, that's
right.
Out of the tunnel.
And like La Parca would come out with a chair. Like, well, La Parca would come out with a chair. That's amazing. Of course.
Yeah, it felt a lot more interactive than the other games. It wasn't like you were playing a game. You were more in the world.
If there was someone from the roster, because it came stock with like, I don't know.
It was a shit ton.
30 or 40
shit
wrestlers.
Ton. And after you
but
beat
if
it,
there
you
was
got
someone
like
missing,
more.
Like, again, at that point, all of our stars from the 80s were starting to fall off, retire, or die.
Well, they were all in NWO.
You could make
them. So they were just jobbers at that point.
So you could, so you could make them. Or so make people you know.
The main thing about that game, I mean, it wasn't so much, I mean,
well, it was
graphically. It was the interaction, you know, for like a multiplayer.
Multiplayer, and it had the strong attack, weak attack.
Yeah. A lot more moves.
Yeah. And you're playing it with people getting hammered Yeah. And you're just laughing your ass off.
Yeah, you're laughing your ass off. And especially when you create characters. So when you watch each other run into the ring, or you, watch your friend,
you
or watch
your
boss. When
you see one of your friends like, with a crazy look on his face running out of the ring and jump into the Royal Rumble.
It's amazing.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
You want people to get thrown out because you want to see people run into the ring. Yeah.
But the evolution at the N64 also, it totally got away from life, and it adopted what's called the Spirit Meter. Okay. And all the, it doesn't matter what game you pick because it's the same engine. It's all THQ.
Right.
Which, is, again, it's different from LJN.
Well, it's not. It was... Okay.
It's, they left the either LJN lost.
You don't like that, Jim?
No. Continue.
No, correct him, James. He just makes shit up sometimes.
No, you're right.
Fix it. I'm tired of making shit up.
No, it was. You're right. It was, but the
jeez, Eric.
It was all acclaim for WWF. It was all acclaim. Yeah, so THQ... they were the publishers of the WCW ones.
I thought they were also the WWF. It's the same engine.
Well, that happens later.
Okay.
Ooh, it's,
because they bought them out.
How about it?
No, because the Monday Night Wars. No. They actually happened. No. Well, what happened was it was a company called Aki, AKI.
Okay.
They were the ones that developed the really good WCW ones.
Okay.
Which was, I guess, what? Yeah, the two WCW ones, but they were published by THQ. WWF still had acclaim, and they had the stupid shit on PS1, the Warzone. Did you play that one?
Yeah.
It's
not that good.
It was, they had similar mechanics, but 64 just nailed it better, you know? But what happened was halfway through the Monday Night Wars, WWF actually broke their relationship with acclaim and went with THQ and Aki to make WrestleMania 2000 and No Mercy.
Right.
No Mercy is great.
Because they realized, like, oh, wait, we're getting our ass kicked in the ratings, and they have better games.
Well, No Mercy was the one that we used to play all the time.
No Mercy was the last one.
That was, like,
and
the
it was the most
one.
That's the one.
They're all great, though.
Yeah, I'm most familiar with the 64 No Mercy. Yeah.
That's the one that had the character creation, right?
Well, they all did.
Right. Oh, did they all?
All the 64 ones.
All,
yeah.
Okay. I think they all did.
Yeah.
But the No Mercy had the most... that's the one with the diggity dog. That's where that comes from. But they got away from life, which was probably the best thing they could have done.
Yeah.
Because now it's not about knocking a guy out like and just killing him. It's about the razzle dazzle and the ridiculous
the whole show
and setting up moves with other people.
Yeah, before you do the move, you do it.
And then you can
taunt.
The entire analog stick was just taunts that you could set for up, down, left, and right. And you could do ridiculous. You could roll on the ground. You could do chicken dances. You could do.
But when you do the taunts, it got your special meter up. Yeah. So you're I'm going to give you a fucking diamond cutter.
So I would say that the 64 was. Was it the pinnacle? Was there anything? I haven't gone since past that. So is there anything better?
Again, and
so what has gotten better?
There's if you look at an evolution tree, they went different ways. And to me, the pinnacle is N64 because it's the most fun. But if you're really into technical wrestling, the PS2 era went on this offshoot. Well, it happened before too. The Fire Pro Wrestling series.
Okay,
we'll get to that in a minute.
So Fire Pro. Okay.
Yeah.
Tell me about Fire Pro. Because I'm not familiar at all with
character creation, right?
Really, I'm not.
Fire Pro Wrestling is the most detailed wrestling game you'll ever play.
Real quick, if we can just go back for 1 second. Yeah. Is there any difference between N64 titles and PS1 titles?
Yes. Yeah. The PS1 had... It was acclaim, like we said, it was acclaim doing Warzone and WWF Attitude, which were really bad. However, they did have awesome little videos because it was CD, so they could do videos. So when you would choose somebody, it would be Stone Cold. You'd pick
Stone
Cold. They're
more like arcade games. They're not like
the so you'd pick Stone Cold
at all.
And so you'd pick Stone Cold and a video would play. But you're right, it was kind of
Yeah.
You could do the moves, but it was kind of, you had to everybody had different moves where you grapple somebody up, you have to hit... It was like Mortal Kombat. You have to down left B or square X.
Yeah.
Whereas 64, you just hold down.
You just hold or tap.
So what makes Fire Pro so goddamn good?
We could do a whole fucking show on Fire Pro.
That didn't have the WWF licensing, did it? It didn't have the official licensing.
The cool thing about Pro was...
Improved graphics.
It was an isometric view. No, it was...
It's nice sprite work, but I wouldn't say it's an improvement.
Okay, all right.
They kept the 16-bit style... it's cleaner, obviously, but it got so detailed where you could do everything. Like, there was the moveset. Right, you'd have to scroll through. I mean, it would take me about, like, 4 hours to make a character in it.
So, it's kind of, like, the most simulator of any
wrestling
game.
Yeah, like, it's not going to look as good as some of them because it's still, like, the isometric view.
Right.
So
hold on. They're coming for me.
Sorry about that.
They're coming for me.
What the fuck did sirens. You do?
Jesus. What's your name again?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you think. Yo, Rudy Poo candy ass. So, what with Fire Pro, you could go so detailed and you had the sprites.
Right.
But their grappling system was actually pretty cool. Instead of you grappling, you got a button mash.
Right.
It was like a visual cue where they reel back, and once you hit, it's like a time test. So you hit up and B or up or whatever, and whoever gets it first.
Okay.
So there was not a lot of button mashing.
Okay, it wasn't whoever could hit it the fastest. It was whoever times
it right.
Yeah, yeah. Like Tiger Woods, where the bar goes up and comes down.
Okay. Yeah, and it was cool, but you could do stuff where it would start.
Nice.
I'm going to stomp a mud hole in you and walk you dry.
You know what's funny? I was like finding these tunes, and I'm just like, whatever. And each one like James has something.
He knows exactly what it is.
I'm just like, I guess this one will work.
Yeah, let's see if we can stump James with the song. Nope. He does the impression of the wrestler.
He's got lines and everything. Yeah. Well, the thing with Fire Pro is it's so detailed, but they're coming out with a new one. I guess the last one was Fire Pro R. Now, I had only started playing them from Fire Pro D, which I forget the publisher, but it's got Spike took over, and that was for Dreamcast, but it was all in Japanese. Mm-hmm. So you'd have to download patches and burn it to a Dreamcast and get English patches. But I was playing it when it was all Japanese. I just memorized all the screens.
Really?
Because I played it so much. Right. But the cool thing about Fire Pro is they had every wrestler you could imagine. They just weren't called the right name because they didn't want to get sued.
Okay.
So like Hulk Hogan was like Bulk Brogan. Stone Cold Steve Austin would be like Red Rock Dennis Boston or something like that.
Some of them have like character creations where literally you could download entire like
patches.
You get a patch. You could download entire rosters of put real on the people VMU, that people made.
Yeah.
So like people would make like Brutus the Barber Beefcake and like 50 other people.
Yeah.
And you could just have all the work done. It's so detailed it's almost a detriment. Like to the casual person who just wants to pick up a game.
Yeah.
As much as you want to make out of it.
So, do these games end up becoming as intense as like the Madden games, where it's almost not even fun to play anymore?
That's what happened with the wrestling games, where it really did. It got
not that Madden's not fun to play, right, but it's really involved.
It's too much. Yeah. It got for the N64 and what happened was PS2 and all those. They started doing SmackDown games, which I stopped playing around then, and I heard they were really good, but they had pretty much Sony had SmackDown. And they were doing the SmackDown thing. Mm. And then Microsoft with Xbox, they wanted to get involved, so they pretty much took over Raw.
Okay.
And then, like, GameCube and all that other shit, it was like, they would get, like, WrestleMania X8. Like, cool, it's a GameCube game, it's just called WrestleMania.
Okay.
Like, alright, cool. And there were some other arcade games that came out that were kind of fun, but after that, it pretty much ended up Microsoft, like 360, and now the Xbox 92. What the fuck is the one they have now?
Xbox One,
which is stupid.
So they got
stupid
way,
fucking.
So they're getting way too complicated.
It got so complicated where
it's not fun.
I call it Xbox One. Yeah,
it's stupid.
Yeah, right.
It's stupid. Almost as stupid as Nintendo.
I like Xbone.
That's pretty good.
But like you play it, and it got it's so detailed that it's not. It's like we mentioned before, and I want. It's so detailed.
Fight
it's not
champion.
Fun. Yeah,
like Fight Night Champion. You want that boxing? You just wrestling. You want
to
laugh your ass
you
off.
Just want, yeah, you want it to be goofy.
Fight. You want to fight. You wanna, but it's too much. Where like you grapple, you got to do a fucking mini game.
Right.
Like, yeah. Fucking, none of that.
It's not too much. I want in a game, and I don't play them. And I don't know who anybody is anymore.
No, there's some people. I can't do it, and it's not going to change because they release it every year because 2K took over.
Right.
It's like you're playing hockey or Madden or a football game. It's because once 2K took over,
right?
It's every year they come out thing and they're working with legacy code. They're never going to do a complete overhaul.
Yeah, I forget that.
They're not going to get the attitude error again. It's just
fucking music.
this one more. I just had this one, and this is funny.
While I've got the moon.
Generation. I was never a fan of
this. Is
you shut your mouth.
The chorus is amazing.
I'm just a sexy boy.
Sexy boy.
I'm not your boy, toy.
Oh my god, it's so terrible. Awesome. Who is that?
Shawn Michaels.
Who is that?
You walk your ass out of this house.
I forgot all about it.
That one I actually did know.
We're going to have a table.
Because that's seriously, that's like the funniest fucking song maybe ever.
Take me to the square
circle. That's like if Weird Al Yankovic was going to make a song, he would just fucking make that.
Oh yeah.
He would just cover it.
Well,
anyway. With the whole Israel wrestling, it's kind of funny. I always thought that the wrestling games for certain systems kind of almost showed you what the system could do because there's so many mechanics.
Yep.
You have creator wrestlers, you have data that's being saved, you have skins that you're using to be put in the actual game.
Right.
And you obviously want the music and all that shit, which is really cool, but when it gets too detailed, like it has been, it's not fun.
Right. Yeah,
like it's not fun anymore. It's just, it's too.
It's supposed to be simple and
too much.
Yeah.
I forget which one it was. They gave away WWE 16 for, it was either PlayStation and the subscription. It was either PlayStation or Xbox. And I downloaded it and I didn't make it like 5 minutes. I'm like, I was just on the ground and they were pinning me like immediately. I'm like,
yeah,
I don't even know what the fuck I'm just jamming all
these. Smashing buttons.
But even in an old wrestling game, if you were just smashing buttons, you still could do something. But in this, I'm like, I can't even do anything. I got pinned in 3 seconds.
There's probably like an exact button combination that you have to do that you don't.
It's too much.
I erase it from the hard drive immediately.
I mean, who has time, honestly? Has time to.
The irony is, they're making the games more fucking real than real wrestling. Wrestling's not even real.
No, the games are more real. It's terrible.
It never was.
Hilarious bullshit to watch, and the games are too intense. I don't want to play this. I just want to be a guy in a mask that hits someone in the balls, and you hear a ding. When you do it.
Exactly. I do regret that you could never be El Matador in any game, to the best of my knowledge.
It does kind of suck that those games, like the characters in the old games, I mean, unless I'm wrong, but the characters in the old games you can't play in the newer, like where they look like the
character. They would have like a special down, like a DLC package.
Because it would be awesome to play. It would be fun to play like as Andre the Giant.
There was a game, I forget what it was called.
You're right.
I think there is an All-Stars one.
It was called WrestleMania All-Stars or something like that. And it was actually a lot of fun, but it was more arcadey. So like you're jumping like 10 feet in the air. Which was fun, but...
Okay. All right. Before we close this one out, guys, we'll go around the room real quick. We'll talk about our favorite, you know, genre of the game itself. Like, I'll go first. Mine's the 16-bit.
Yeah.
The 16-bit I thought was the most fun growing up because I had a lot of memories with that one. I know the 64 was good, but 16-bit to me is funny. And one of the things that makes it the funniest, I love when you win the, like, Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
And the bell rings and your guy just sticks his hands in the air real fast.
And it plays music.
That. To me, that's worth it.
That was worth it.
So. You know, if anyone, Roy, how about you?
Who's your favorite wrestler, Ryan?
Teddy DiBiase.
Money, money, money.
It's my Skype icon. Roy, how about you? What's your favorite wrestling genre, like game system?
Well, the platformer or iteration would be the N64.
Okay.
Like, they are hands down, like, the refinement of fun. They have the greatest character customization. It was the first time that really existed.
Right.
It was four-player mayhem. If you had, you know, enough friends or siblings, you were guaranteed fun because it's always different.
Yeah.
Well,
Super Nintendo
and
was
the Spirit Meter is a great evolution away from life.
Right.
So, like, you could suck and not die immediately. You could turn it around, and best wrestler ever is the Nature Boy Ric Flair, baby.
Woo!
James, how about you?
Best game?
Yeah.
Fucking Fire Pro? I guess Fire Pro, whether it was D, R, Fire X? Pro, R.
Okay.
X wasn't as good. R. Fire Pro, R, man. Just the amount of time I put in that fucking game was great.
Mm-hmm. All right. So it's good times. Good times. Yeah. Mike, how about you?
Have I mentioned WrestleMania? This wasn't really my genre growing up, so I didn't really play a lot of wrestling games. But my favorite wrestler is Andre the Giant.
Yeah, we didn't even talk about.
Giant. Yeah, we didn't get.
What's your favorite wrestling moment, if you remember it when you were young?
Well, I said to mine, I was when Bushwhacker.
With Bushwhacker.
Got thrown out of the ring,
Randy Savage and Ric Flair. And Ric Flair had all the blood going through his hair.
Oh, yeah,
it was
fucking
awesome. Yeah.
It's not fair to Flair. It's not fair to Flair.
And I believe Ric Flair won. That was for the championship, and Ric Flair won that.
Well, that's a trick. Ric Flair never loses. Even when he loses, he wins.
All right, how about you? Favorite game or favorite moment?
Favorite
either
game?
One.
I'm with you. I'm with you, Rye. Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
SNES.
Yep.
Like the whole grapple meter thing. And then when you characters, it was that time in wrestling for me.
And you walk outside the ring, you grab a chair.
And it was cool hearing the music play.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, finally, hear the music. You win. If you're on the ticket, you're like, bing.
After that, it seemed like every wrestler was just a guy in black pants that was jacked
with
in black
their normal
pants.
Name. You're like, what?
I don't care. Michaels? Who fucking cares about Mike Michaels? Rick Nash can go fuck himself.
What was it again?
I don't care. Like, give me somebody goofy. I want a goofy bastard with a 2x4. You know what I'm saying?
That was, yeah.
Oh, he the just day, died.
Give me the ultimate.
The day Hulk crossed over. Yeah. That's the day wrestling died.
That's when wrestling died for me. When Hulk Hogan crossed over to the dark side. I'm pretty much alone with that because a lot of people really got into it.
I got another moment too. Do you remember when Undertaker said to, was it Jake the Snake? And he went, not yours. He was like, what side are you on? And Undertaker was like, not yours.
You're like, what? Like, oh my God, this guy's crazy. Or when the Undertaker hung somebody in the middle of the ring.
Yeah. I don't remember that.
I don't remember that either. Yeah.
No. He hung Big Boss Man.
Big Boss
Man. There was a match at the end of it.
I remember that.
He's dead too.
He's hanging from a noose in the middle of the ring.
I have the best wrestling.
Yeah, Rory has a weird fact here. Go ahead, go for it.
We didn't talk about the arcade games, the WWF Superstars and WWF.
I'm just talking about the fact. Out of 12, there's a game. WrestleFest
has 12 wrestlers. I believe half of them are. A third of them are dead.
Like, eight of the twelve are dead.
That's pretty much everyone that we grew up with is going away.
Drugs. Yeah.
Well, they did a lot. Yeah. I mean, they took steroids and did a lot of weird shit.
Sure.
Probably living on the road.
Yeah, all their hearts exploded.
Yeah. It's pretty sad.
So. We skipped over the wrestling because we didn't do this. But my favorite wrestling or the most.
Skipped over the what? The wrestling?
Shut up. It's my show.
We just did a whole chair. You're on the clock. A whole show about wrestling.
Right, I just want to say.
Roy, you're on the clock. Yeah, 15 seconds.
Do you remember when Mankind was thrown off the top of a steel cage?
I
do.
I remember that. That was hysterical. Yeah,
and it was like 25 feet.
He did that for real.
He got fucked up.
That was CGI, I thought.
No. I thought The Undertaker threw him off the top of a steel cage.
Yeah.
And I thought he was dead. Like, they fooled me. Like, I thought.
No, he was.
And he came.
Came back.
He was hardcore, man.
Yeah.
Like
Mick Foley.
Mick Foley was crazy.
Yeah.
He was 20-something feet. He fell on a balsa wood table, and he didn't move.
Yep.
And I thought he was dead.
His tooth was hanging out of his nose.
He is an interesting, story. I don't know. I watched it on YouTube.
Oh, he's crazy.
It's interesting, man. He's really... He's a hard worker, man.
He's a well-spoken guy too. I've heard interviews with him before.
Doing really smart guy. He worked for FMW. He might have been. Yeah, he's done them all.
So, all right. Well, let's close this one out. James, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for coming, James.
It's been fun.
Thanks for having me.
There's five of us today. It's awesome.
Yeah, it was big.
Smells fantastic in here.
I know, doesn't it? Well, that's my clean linen. That's my clean linen Glade plug-in thing. You can catch us on Facebook, Emulate This, on Twitter at Emulate This, and you can email us at emulatethis@outlook.com. Goodbye.